Thanks very much, Alistair. It's a great privilege for me to stand here this morning after such a good week that the Lord has blessed with the boys and girls. So it's good to see the church well filled with boys and girls. I'm glad to see that because, you know, if I was to stand here, boys and girls, and speak to the mums and dads, boys, I couldn't do it at all. I couldn't do it at all. But, you know, boys and girls, I wonder, is there any boy here or even a little girl who just can't wait to grow up? Is there a boy or girl here just would just love to be big and love to be, well, just an adult so they could do what they really wanted to do? Well, I'm going to tell you, boys and girls, whenever I was just a little boy, I just couldn't wait till I grew up. Now, I wonder why that was, boys and girls. Well, you see, I couldn't wait because my granda had a tractor and I just wanted to drive that tractor. And I must have only been the size of Ben over there and I was able to get someone to press the pedals and I started to steer this wee grey tractor. Well, boys and girls, the bug had started in me. I couldn't wait to drive something bigger. And off I went. Well, boys and girls, was I in for a shock whenever I became 17. 17 years old came along, boys and girls. And you know, I couldn't wait till I got that big letter up on the back of my mum's little car. But you know, boys and girls, it's just not as easy as that. You see, boys and girls, if you want to be able to do something, there's always rules and regulations that you must obey. And I wonder, boys and girls, can you think of some sort of rules that I would have to obey before I was able to drive my mum's little car down the road with that big L on the front of it? Does anybody know what rules that would be? My goodness, this time last week all the hands would have been up. Any boys or girls? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the highway code. Isn't that right? Well, boys and girls, I had to learn an awful, awful lot about the highway code. And you know, one of the things I did like about the highway code was there's a couple of pages near the back of the little book and it shows you a whole lot of signs. And this morning I have brought two signs with me and I wonder, is there any boy or girl could tell me what the signs are? Now here's the first one. Does anybody know what this sign is? Oh dear. We've got a... Oh, there's Ben. Yes, Ben. Good boy. This sign, boys and girls, means that if you're driving to a road, it means you can only go one way. You're not allowed to go any other way. It points straight ahead. You must go this way. Do you know, boys and girls, that reminds me of a man in the Bible. And this man in the Bible, boys and girls, well, you see, he was very clever. And, you know, he had a real good job and a real great position in the community. And his name, boys and girls, was Nicodemus. And you know, boys and girls, he was very inquisitive. He always was wanting to find out more. And you know, one night, boys and girls, Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus. And he started to ask him questions about miracles that he had seen, about God and about heaven. And do you know what the Lord Jesus said to him? He said, Nicodemus, I want to tell you this. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, what did that mean, boys and girls? Well, I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means, boys and girls, that there's only one way to heaven. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, except a man, and whenever we're talking to the boys and girls, we say, except a man, woman, boy or girl, be born again. Now that means to be saved. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So will you remember that sign, boys and girls? One way, and we sing the chorus with you, one way God said to get to heaven Jesus is the only way. So next time you're out with your mum or your dad and you're thinking, boys, I can't wait till I'm old enough to start to drive. Well, listen, you have a lot to learn before you get on the road. Now, I want to bring up another sign. Now you can tell me what that sign is. Now I took my wife out yesterday to Sprucefield. That was my first mistake. And you know, I seen a lot of these signs. And you know, see if I was a policeman, my, I would have been working overtime. The amount of people in the car parks were going up this street and there was this red sign. Now who wants to tell me? Somebody from this side. Come on, girls. What, Evie, what is it? No entry. Good girl. No entry, boys and girls. And you know, sometimes there's young people and there's older people also. And they say, look, I know how to get to heaven. I don't need to go the one way. I can go my own way. But you know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us there's only one way to get to heaven. But you might say, David, what's the no entry sign for? Well, boys and girls, there's coming a day whenever some people will stand before the Lord Jesus and they'll say, Lord, Lord, have we done many wonderful things? We have prophesied in thy name. We have cast out devils. We have done many wonderful things. And you know what the Lord Jesus will say? Then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now that's found in Matthew chapter 7. Do you know, boys and girls, unless you go God's way, the only way, boys and girls, then I'm afraid you will see a no entry sign. Because what did we teach the boys and girls last week? There is no sin in heaven. Not one sin can get through the pearly gates. So boys and girls, will you remember that little story about the signposts? Next time you're out of Sprucefield, have a look. There's tons of them. You have a look till you see the signpost and remember one way God said to get to heaven. What's that way, boys and girls? Jesus is the only way.